Hey, it's Monday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Zan and Sandy, welcome to it. 61 degrees. We're officially in summer, and Father's Day has come and gone. Morning, Sandy Waters. What's up?
Good morning. Happy belated Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll
talk about it. Nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I got to tell you where we celebrated our Father's Day. A bit odd.
Really?
Yeah. People there were even like, yeah, no, we've never seen anyone ever celebrate Father's Day here.
Okay, cool. Get to that in a few. It's going to rain today. It's driving in this morning, and it was about an hour and a half ago. I could literally see, you know, like this is like the longest day of the year was yesterday, right? But it's still, you know, I could see red sky at like 4:30 this morning. Like the sun is getting up early. We're good. But the rain is going to follow behind pretty much all day, on and off, occasional showers, and only reaching about 66 degrees. I know.
It's a little chilly. Oh, my gosh. What was it? Saturday. It was Saturday, right? Did you see the hail? Did you get any hail in Webster?
I don't know.
No, I guess not, because you didn't respond.
Well, no. Yeah, maybe. I went to the camper. I got a free hall pass, so I was in Fairhaven, yeah.
It was insane if anybody was driving through it or you just were part of it. So my daughter had an internship interview at Unity Hospital. So I dropped her off and then I'm just waiting in the parking lot. And all of a sudden the skies got so dark, loud thunder. It was hail. And it was just intense. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, oh, God, my poor husband's doing landscaping. Ah. Like, I'm in Greece, right? And we live in Greece. My dad is sealing his driveway. I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be terrible for them. I hit drive. Okay, Lexi's done with her interview. We're driving back. I hit, where was it? By, like, the CVS? Nothing. Nothing. CVS on Long Pond. It was like the bone dry.
Really?
I go home. I'm like, oh, babe, did you get caught up in that? He goes, what are you talking about? Yeah. It's like so wild.
It's like lake effect, right? It's just like it's just so isolated. It's on either side of it. There's nothing. That's wild.
But it was so intense. And I heard Brockport area. I don't know who else got it, but it was just wild out of nowhere.
Remember the high winds we had last week? How crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And did I tell you I heard a tree break and fall in the woods? Like I was outside, I heard a crack, and then I'm like, oh, and I ran out like I was out like in my garage. I ran around the corner to see if it, like I could see it. I couldn't. We're sitting on the deck yesterday, Father Day in it, you know, with all the family, and another tree fell somewhere. Huge crack and huge crash. We're like.
as long as it's not on your house.
Yeah, I know. It was just weird. You don't usually hear stuff like that, you know? It was weird. It was the second in a couple of days. So, but today will be raining on and off. It'll get a little bit better this week, so don't worry about it. So let's take today and picture it as nature's rinse cycle. 66 degrees for the high from 98.9 The Buzz. And Spazan and Sandy, we're coming up top of the hour.
98.9 The Buzz.
Thank you.
A brief thank you to all the people who keep us employed.
Hi there. Hello. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Well, it's Monday. It's the 22nd. Looking at 61 to start and 66 to end your day. A little cooler than yesterday. But, you know, for Father's Day weekend, we had some really decent weather. It was great.
Yes, it was absolutely beautiful yesterday. Yeah. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers. Yeah. Apparently, I celebrated Father's Day in a place where not any other family has ever celebrated Father's Day.
Oh, you set a new pace for people.
I guess so. But before we get there, did anyone go see the Toy Story movie? That freaking like
how much did
insane.
It do?
Insane. And I could see a lot of dads being dragged to Toy Story. So it opened up this weekend. Domestic opening, 160 million. Yikes. So domestic opening means U.S. and Canada.
Right.
Worldwide, 312 million. Just for comparison, Toy Story 4 opened about 121 million. So this sequel surpassed that by nearly $40 million. The biggest opening weekend 2026 so far.
Beautiful.
Highest opening in history of Toy Story franchise. Second biggest animated opening ever. Just behind...
Lion King?
The Incredibles.
Oh, wow. Really? Is there a need for a fifth Toy Story?
I didn't think so.
Yeah, so cool.
I didn't think so. And it probably had something to do with Taylor Swift, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you think?
Her song is like the theme song for it or something, right?
Which is like, okay, Taylor,
Good for her. Good for her. And her people putting it together.
And her people making it happen.
Where did you, what happened with this Father's Day? Why was it so weird? Like, no one's ever been here for Father's Day.
Nobody's ever. I even asked the woman who worked there. I go, has anyone ever celebrated Father's Day here? And she's like, well, nope, never. Never that I've seen. So Saturday was my daughter's family birthday party. She turned 17 on June 3rd, but we just celebrated it this past weekend.
Oh, she had to wait 3 weeks?
I know, right? Well, everyone's schedule is crazy. So Saturday was that. So then Sunday, the family was like, well, let's not do a... We just got together on Saturday.
The day before.
You know what I mean? Right. Let's just make kind of a laid-back Father's Day get-together. Very last minute, as they were all leaving my house on Saturday. Uh-huh. My dad says, okay, let's all meet at Wegmans.
What? What do you mean meet at Wegmans? So, you're going to shopping?
Let's meet at Wegmans, just in the little cafe area. So my mother... And my mother and my daughters both go to church together every Sunday morning, 8 o'clock mass. We've talked about this, right? Yeah, yeah. I'm like a disappointment to my mother because I don't wake up for that.
Right.
And then after, it's their tradition, it's their thing to go to mass, and then they go to Wegmans, and my dad meets up with them at Wegmans, and then they have breakfast together. So they were like, hey, rest of the family, meet us at Wegmans. If you want to meet us at church, great, but meet us at Wegmans and we'll celebrate like a Father's Day. So there we are, moving all the tables together in the cafe area of Wegmans on Lander Road.
It's funny, but I kind of feel sad. I don't know. I'm not gonna put it down because, hey, you get together with family, doesn't matter where you are, right? But Wegmans?
At Wegmans, yeah. And there was a lot of dads at Wegmans, though, on a Sunday morning. I was very impressed with all the fathers that I saw.
Doing what? Not shopping?
Shopping.
Oh.
Yeah, because you know when you're sitting in the cafe area, you're just kind of people watching who's shopping.
Right. they're doing all the runaround because Father's Day for guys is probably the busiest day of the year next to Christmas for us.
It is?
Why? Oh, yeah. We're cooking, we're barbecuing, we're arranging, and then... It was
the busiest
longest
day of the year.
Yeah, next
that's
to
a
Christmas.
Little dramatic.
Next
I
to
think.
Christmas, yeah.
I think it's a little dramatic.
Only my world.
What do you guys do for Christmas?
Maybe my world. Maybe it's my world where I had to do everything for Father's Day yesterday. I mean, got the cook, got the food, got the dad, did the house. Jill was out all day getting something ready for something else she's doing, and I literally had to finish putting the kitchen together. I moved a refrigerator out to the garage with my son, you know, mopped the floor. I mean, took a second shower because of all the leaves that came down from the windstorms we had. As my wife was pulling out, she's like, you got to rake the yard. I'm like, come on,
Happy
really?
Father's Day. Rake the yard.
Oh, my God. And that's when I pulled out my tractor that I haven't used in 3 months because she's been having the mower guys come. And I had to mow all the leaves. It was just like a long day.
Wow. So your Father's Day, I feel sad for you. How about that?
That's even better. No, God.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you should feel sad for yourself. Don't worry about my family.
Did they have a special Father's Day thing? You know, like up on the little sad chalkboard that lights up from behind?
There's no sad chalkboard at Wegmans, the cafe area.
I know. The little thing, Father's Day special.
I thought it was sweet. We just kind of hijacked their little Sunday morning routine, and we all met out there. It made my parents so happy. Like, my dad was so happy we were all there. My mother was a little disappointed that no one showed up to church. We all just showed up.
Yeah, you know, given the two choices, showing up to church or going to Sad Wegmans.
We were like, well, anyhow.
I love it. Well, happy belated Father's Day to all. And now we move on. Next thing, 4th of July, 2 weeks. Boom, next one up. Don't you love that? It's like Juneteenth, Father's Day. And then a week from Saturday is the 4th of July.
Yeah, you'll probably be doing everything for that too, right, Scott? Because you just wear your cape and do everything all the time. That's sad.
Actually, I'm going to try not to. I'm going to try to be like,
Okay.
You going to cook?
Coming up.
Nah.
Coming, oh yeah, right. Yeah. What's the family going to eat? Coming up in about 10 minutes. And by the way, you said it's your love language. So don't even complain when you love it. Okay, coming up in about 10 minutes. Wait, don't tell me. If you want to play along with this, 818-2899. It's a picture I saw on social from one of our Buzz fam. It's so, I don't understand this world, but maybe you do.
Okay, we'll get to it in just a few.
Spazano and Sandy.
Okay, ready? Wait, don't tell me. Oh. Are you ready to play? 818-2899 if you want to join in on this. So this is where you have to guess the ending of the story.
Okay. So
so this is a picture that I saw on social from one of our Buzz fam.
Okay.
And it was a picture of her sweet little boy, probably about 2 to 3 years old.
Aw.
Little Buzz haircut, standing by what looks like a house with the nice trimmed bushes and the landscaping, white stone, brick walkway, very nice. Mm-hmm. And it was mom who posted this with the caption that said, "Life lately," laughing emoji, "boy mom life." How does the story end? What was her son doing in the picture?
Oh. Oh, okay. All right, so you
apparently if you're the mom of a son, this is something you can relate to.
What was he doing in the picture? So obviously she caught a funny moment, probably, right?
Okay.
Or maybe an aftermath moment. Okay, maybe that this is the psychic vibe I'm getting for this.
Okay.
So maybe it's an aftermath moment. Maybe it's the classic, you know, just got tied up in a mud puddle aftermath.
And mom, if this is your picture, you can call in too.
Yeah.
Aaron might be listening right now.
Hi, Aaron.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's ponder. And if you want to play in 818-2899, try to figure out how this story ends. Wait. Don't tell me. It's coming up next on the Buzz.
Spazano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I grew up in Rochester, moved away for a while, came back, and they were still here on the Buzz now, but still making mornings fun. That meant a lot.
I used to go to the concerts they threw and thought I was literally the coolest person alive.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9, The Buzz.
I am telling you, this right here is the reason I don't think I could ever be a boy mom. I saw this picture of what our Buzz fam Aaron posted, and I was like, no way. Is this just a thing that happens when you have a son? So it was a picture of her sweet little boy, probably about 2 to 3 years old.
Gotcha.
Little buzz cut, standing there by what looks like, I think it was her house, because I saw mailboxes in the picture too. So it was the corner of her house, nice trimmed bushes in the landscaping, white stone, brick walkway. It was mom who posted it with the caption that just said, "life lately," and then the laughing emoji, but the laughing crying, like the so laughing very hard emoji. And it said, "boy mom life."
Boy mom life.
So wait, don't tell me. How does the story end? What was her son doing in the picture?
What was the picture of? It seems to me, like I'd said before, it felt like an aftermath picture, right? Not like a, "hi, it's my last day of school and I'm cute" kind of picture, right? So it's probably, okay, how old you say? 2, 3?
A 2 to 3 years old. And if you want to take a stab at it, 818-2899, if you want to try to help Scotty guess.
It kind of triggers me because when my son Scotty, who's now 31, was that age, and if I had a digital camera, I would have captured it. I walked into his little toy room, and he had taken off his diaper and played with his poo, like literally everywhere. He took Legos and like smeared it inside the inside of the Legos. It was everywhere. It was the worst. I'm like, oh, my God.
What did you? You had to throw them all out. All those Legos gone.
Yeah, and I washed a bunch of stuff and submerged it in like Clorox water, chlorine water, you know, like ammonia. But like I remember, like we had hardwood floors, and it was in the grooves of the hardwood floors.
I had to scrub them out with a toothbrush.
So
okay, so this was outside though.
Outside. Okay, let's say he was covered head to toe in mud.
That's what you think it is. That's your final answer.
Boy mom life. It's big, big smile on his face. Either that or he's holding it a dead squirrel. One of the two.
Ooh, you get it. Lock in your final answer.
Hmm.
Which one is it?
Now I'm kind of, my intuition is leaning towards dead animal. Final answer.
Dead animal?
Yeah.
Her sweet little son. It was the backside of him, mm-hmm. and he was going to the bathroom in her landscaping.
Oh, yay!
And she had, like, done the little sensor bar around his little culo, just dropped his pants, beep!
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Peeing in the bushes outside for all to see. Near the corner of her house, near the front. So you know cars driving by are seeing that.
Oh, my God.
And apparently, because we have a good friend of ours, that he, when he was at work mm-hmm. and his wife was at home watching the kids, obviously, he would constantly be catching his son out the front door doing the same thing. And he would have to yell at him from his office at work on the Ring cam. It says, can you please go inside?
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Is this a thing that boys do?
Yeah. And it's funny because my mom, my kid's grandma, we had a pool, an outdoor pool. This is in the country. And then there was a giant pine tree, a bunch of, you know, pine trees and stuff. But this one pine tree was called the pea tree instead of a pine tree.
Well, she encouraged the behavior.
So when we're in the pool, don't go potty in the pool and don't go inside because you're going to get everything wet. Go to the pea tree.
Mom encouraging that. Well, at least she designated an area instead of by the front walkway.
By where all the cars are.
This little boy. I was like, no, I oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's boy mom nothingness, man.
It gets
worse. The what I described to you.
Come on. That must be shocking, though. The first time your son does it, anyone have a story, 818-2899, where you're a little boy, you're trying to teach them how to go potty, you know, like potty training them, and they'll go anywhere and everywhere.
Well, at least they know what to start to do. Yes, yeah, so you got that part. They just have the location problem.
Little girls don't do that?
Little baby GPS.
Little girls don't do that.
Yeah, because it's a different process for little girls. Boys don't need toilet paper when they go pee.
But still, what makes a little boy think that's okay to go anywhere?
Because we
I don't know. Anyhow, there you go. Funny. Boy mom life.
Boy mom life. Wait, don't tell me.
I'm
98.9 a buzz. That's Sam and Sandy.
If you post anything on social, just be aware. It might show up on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up after 7 o'clock, a clean, nice, and tidy neighborhood is not what the neighbors in Irondequoit wanted.
Oh.
That story's coming up after 7.
98.9 The Buzz.
It's Monday. 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano Sandy. It's officially summer. Scott Pisano, Sandy Waters. Father's Day has come and gone. And, you know, she came into this world in April of this year, but we didn't know her name until just yesterday. Welcome to the world, Harper Hazy Allen, Josh Allen, and Haley Steinfeld's daughter. Harper. That's cute.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so a clean, nice, tidy neighborhood is not what the neighbors in Irondequoit wanted. And some of you dads, maybe that was part of your, I don't know, Father's Day, going for a walk with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And as you went for your walk, if you live in Irondequoit and you're going along that path that leads out to Irondequoit Bay, Outer Pier, disappointed. So many neighbors disappointed.
Disappointed.
Frustrated. Annoyed. Shocked. Appalled, one woman said.
Oh, God.
So apparently the vegetation and brush along that path was cleared, leaving what some describe as a manicured look instead of a more wild, overgrown shoreline that people are used to. They said it looked sterile.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like it. So apparently it's the Army Corps of Engineers is in charge of that area. And they haven't said anything yet. Like, there was no warning, I don't think. I mean, none of the neighbors thought there was any warning. And just one day they go, it's nice and earthy and, you know, whatever.
Full of,
and now
of, like,
all of a
trees
sudden,
and vegetation and stuff.
Now it's all cut back. Now this it looks naked.
This is the one bridge that we have that closes and opens, you know, seasonally. Right there. That's the pier that you can walk out on. And I've been out at that. I've flown my drone at it. It's a beautiful sight. And I'm now curious to see what it looks like.
It looks naked. The path looks naked.
Isn't it weird?
It's so exposed.
When you take a tree out in your yard, for instance, this is anybody can relate to this. It feels like, oh, God, there's something missing. It just looks so horrible. And after a while, you just get used to it. And it feels like, oh, this is nice, you know? It like the world closes back in on it, and it doesn't seem like there's this giant gaping space anymore.
Well, you know, and there's two sides of this argument, and you're right in saying that we can all relate to this if you have a yard. There's the people, a lot of the neighbors, who were, like, quote unquote, appalled, saying that the natural vegetation provided habitats for birds and wildlife. The overgrown look was part of the charm of that path. And it felt more secluded. The other side of it was like, well, now the path is easier to walk. And it's like it improves visibility. And a lot of people feel a little bit more safer now that it's not as kind of secluded.
Like the boogeyman's going to jump out of the bushes or something?
Well, you know what? We know what happens on the path in Pittsford, the canal.
It's not like that there. It's not like there up there. That's miles and miles. This is just like a short
I know,
short
but whenever I walk a path that's like really grown over, I feel freaked out like somebody is going to
jump out at you.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm the person who's like, I'd like the well manicured. I know not everybody does, but like we have a pond up in the front end of our neighborhood. It's just a simple little pond. It had a fountain until the builders finished building the neighborhood. They took their fountain with them. It's like they took their toys and went home.
Now there's green algae, like the reflecting pool.
Yes. Now it's ugly. It looked to me, in my eyes, that's not what I signed up for when I moved in this neighborhood. Town of Grace does a half-assed job mowing around there. It looks very like nature-esque.
Is the paint coming up from the bottom of the pond by any chance? Is it peeling off?
The paint.
Oh, it's not a painted pond. So I'm opposite. I'm honest. I like the nature look. I like that, you know, man versus nature kind of vibe where they've built this beautiful concrete pier that goes out. But to have a little bit of Mother Nature to kind of cuddle you on the way out.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because it's not far. I mean, it's between where the road is and where... You know, just down a little bit to the pier. It's just
so
the foliage
on either
side.
If you lived in that area, would you be equally as upset then?
I'd be bummed. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call TV stations and stuff. But like, and that whole area is being fixed up from there all the way over to where Bay Road is, along that path or along that road there, where the stretches or castaways and all that. Remember the Bayside? They took that down. They put in a park. I mean, it's getting all fixed up. That's probably part of it.
I wonder how many households that is the big debate in the family. Because I used to have a neighbor. They don't live here anymore. But the wife wanted all the bushes nice, tight, small, trimmed. And I remember he would complain, like, I don't want the bushes that look, they almost look fake the way that she wanted them. Compact, small, little balls.
Yeah.
And he hated it, but he went along with it because, I don't know.
Because.
He just said it was one of those battles. He didn't want to fight. Right. But I wonder how many other homes, how many couples fight over that.
My wife and I she's got great taste in flowers and perennials and stuff like that. She's got this one perennial garden off to the only side of the house that gets sun, and that's her baby. And it's all nicely manicured and stuff. And I keep all the bushes mostly trimmed. But, like, I don't like the overgrown, unkept look necessarily.
Yeah, but that's what that path kind of looked like. It depends on how you see it. I see it as overgrown, unkept. People see it as nature.
I see it as not somebody's house. Okay? Somebody's house is different. This is a pathway out in nature This isn't, you know, Bob's next door neighbor trimming his bushes obsessively. You know what I'm saying? This is totally different.
Oh, see, I like even the public spots to be well manicured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some spots, yeah, you know, but like when water meets land, it's got to be natural. Like they did that when up at our, where you have a camper, there's a shoreline right in front of us, like 100 feet, 100 yards, or yeah, whatever. And there used to be like little scrubby shrubs and this one tree, which when the sun set, it was beautiful silhouette. And they cut it down. Now it's just like a razor sharp shoreline, which has no character. And
I wish there was. So do you want the beginning of your neighborhood to have character? Do you want that overgrown? Because you know how in the beginning of some people's neighborhood, it's like the town takes care of manicures.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want that overgrown or not?
No.
Okay, the minute we walk into a neighborhood, everything has to be well manicured.
Sure, yeah. But when it comes to nature and trails and stuff, yeah, no.
Oh, I want life all manicured. Everything manicured. What was that movie? What was the movie where everything was like, what was the cartoon? Oh, gosh, someone tell me. It's like everything was fake. Like fake everything, like metal trees and everything.
That's oh, God. All right. I don't know.
What the hell was that cartoon? Somebody, The Lorax.
Oh, the Lorax. The Dr.
I was like,
Seuss,
well,
yeah.
You know what? I don't hate that.
You're living the Lorax life, Sandra. You're living
really
the Lorax life. Yeah. Well, if you go up to the to the outlet of the Ronicoid Bay there, you'll get to see what ends up happening. You can chime in on it. It's about 7:15 on 98.9 The Buzz, and Jerker Justified's coming up in just a few minutes, where you get to vote on the moral compass of Rochester.
Is the groom's parents off the hook? Yeah, this is the debate coming up.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. It's Pisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, time to vote one of those two here at 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy.
Okay, so our good friend, the general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason, was in the studio last week.
Yeah, right.
And he was saying how excited he is that his son just proposed to his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves her. I mean, cutest couple, he said.
They've been together like forever, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a genuine question, though.
Mm-hmm.
He said his 27-year-old son got engaged.
Right.
And he's like, okay, so we paid for the engagement dinner, the engagement party, and we're going to cover the rehearsal dinner.
Sure.
But then he goes, honestly, like he has no idea. He goes, how does this play out now? Like, are we done? Or like, what else do we need to contribute to? What is the, quote, tradition nowadays for the wedding?
Right.
And I was like, are you serious? You did the engagement party and the rehearsal dinner and that's it? You think you're done? We're not. Tradition is tradition. There's no tradition anymore.
What tradition? Yeah, what tradition do you go by? I mean, one of those is, you know, the bride's family. You know,
that was dead a long time ago.
Right. Yeah.
That was during the dowry system.
Right.
Like, that's why that was a thing.
Right.
We're not there anymore.
So people still do that.
I don't subscribe to that. But then again, I thought, wait, your son is how old? 27.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a job. Like,
yeah, that's young to be married these days.
You're like an adult with an established. Maybe not necessarily career, but on your way to having an established career.
What does that mean, matter?
I don't think the parents should be on the hook for any of it.
Oh, God. Really?
I really don't. I'm not saving for my kid's wedding. How much are weddings nowadays? I hear they're insanely crazy.
As much as you want, sister.
I am so anti-big, extravagant wedding that I'm going to tell my kid, I don't know if I'm going to give you... I don't know.
Was your wedding
for the whole thing?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how big or extravagant was your wedding?
At that time, and I wanted to keep it small. At that time, I thought it was a lot of money. It was over $20,000. And at that time, I thought that was stupid money.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment, I was like, that's right. Now that I look back at my wedding videos, which I watched once,
there's
so many people who were there that I paid to be there as far as, you know, they're the guest.
You
and
did.
I'm like, who? I don't even know them anymore. Like, why are they even there?
It's true.
Such a waste of money.
So what's in the judgment zone of Jerker Justified? What are we judging here? Is it Jerker Justified?
Well, I'm not sure what hits home, closer to home for most people. Is it the groom of the family only pays for the rehearsal dinner, stays to the the old tradition, mm-hmm. or is it once your kids have a job, parents are not obligated at all? I'm not sure which one is stronger.
Obligated is a hard word to say. Being involved.
Well, no, I think a lot of parents feel like they're obligated. I think that is important.
Well, a lot of parents also feel they want to as okay. their parting gift.
But
to their
kids. Justified.
Mm-hmm.
Are you obligated as a parent to pitch in money for the wedding?
Hi, the buzz. Jerker Justified. First in line. What do you got?
Hey, it's Build-A-Bear Joe.
Hey, Build-A-Bear.
Hey, what's going on? I say it's justified. Look, Sandy's the kind of, she doesn't even decorate the back of her tree. Come on.
Oh, man. We're going.
She's cheap, all right?
So yeah. No, she's frugal, she says.
So justified in that you have to, a parent is obligated to help.
Yeah, I mean, they should want to. They should be excited about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now take it down another layer. Is it the groom's parent and the bride's parent equally obligated?
I did the traditional way, honestly. I paid for the rehearsal dinner, and then they took care of the wedding. And then on the other side, I took care of the wedding. They did the rehearsal dinner when my daughter got married.
Ah, okay.
So, when can we kill that tradition? Like, just bury it?
Yeah, why?
Because we cover the whole tree. So, it's just something that sticks around. And it's something that
I don't think it's fair. I don't like it at all.
Why do we have to kill that tradition? Because you have daughters?
Exactly.
And you don't want to pay for it?
Well, because it's so, like, in the world that we live in today, when there's, equality, yes, I think that's a screaming inequality kind of tradition.
You want to go to a justice of the peace and say, okay, do you, and then be done, right?
Yes, so, I do. I would love that.
See? Okay, so let them enjoy it a little bit. You don't have to spend $100,000. You don't have to spend $20,000. You could do something simple. I wouldn't do it like a place called the Steak Bit or something like that.
Yeah, right.
But, you could do it someplace.
Somebody tell Build-A-Bear Joe, I don't think nowadays you can spend under $30,000. Like, there was a friend that I have that is planning her wedding.
Right.
And she's like, I'm trying to keep it really simple, and we're at $50,000.
Really? How many people?
$50,000?
Yeah, invite don't invite 200 people then, It's just like.
Exactly, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you say? 818-2899. Build-A-Bear Joe, you're registered under Justified.
Thanks, buddy.
Goodbye.
Somebody brought up a point about parents who are financially able often want to help celebrate such a major milestone. Who's financially able nowadays? Everything's freaking so expensive.
I'm saying justified. Whether I got the money or not. Yeah, to be obligated to be honest.
Wait, if you have the money or not, what a bold statement.
Because
you put yourself in debt as a parent pull from your 401k or something?
Sure, because that's the send-off. That's the beginning of the end of your kid. Right?
Some of these, I'm telling you, some of these couples, I get it. It's a moment. I was there. But they're not seeing it straight. They're getting wrapped up in the algorithm that is pushing all these elaborate weddings, and it's unnecessary. Looking back, reflecting on your wedding, don't you agree? Most of us would say we went way over the top.
Everybody
we should spend
that
money on something. Right.
After they get married, everybody says that. But in the moment.
Why are you enabling your kid?
Hi, the buzz.
The family.
Hi, the buzz.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead. What you got?
I think that no parent should feel obligated to have to do so, and they should only do so within their means. And if they want to have a big extravagant wedding that costs them $50,000,
mm-hmm.
well, here's $10,000. That's all I'm contributing. Anything over and above is all on you.
Yeah, right, right. But
like
you're
that.
Contributing anyways, right?
If you have
only
it,
if I'm
said.
Financially able to. I'm not strapping myself to give them the wedding of their dreams.
Is it jerk or justified?
My husband and I just got married two years ago, and we got in and for less than $10,000, Sandy, so I disagree with you.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, and we were in a venue. We had over 200 people, and we still managed to do it for less than $10,000.
Yeah?
Okay, you have to give lessons. You have to give pointers. I got to tell my friend to call you. She's insane.
We did a lot of our own decorations. We did our own dessert spread. We had a fabulous friend who catered or did our bartending for us, and we did all our own bars. Like,
I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love that. Thanks, I'll be calling you when my daughters have to get married. I'm going to get some advice from you.
Bye. That could be a retirement gig.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, okay. Bye. Yeah, so she was... Jerk.
She said jerk to feel obligated.
Jerk to feel obligated. Okay, so you got a jerk and a justify. Yeah. I'm putting in for a justify.
You did justify. Whether you have the money or not, that is such a bold
statement. I feel obligated to be in on it and to give them. That's like my gift to you for your the rest of your life. Here you go. We'll find a way.
Okay, here we go. We'll find a way.
Yeah.
Dad at your age picks up a third job. Just to pay for your kid's wedding?
Some people can manifest money and make it happen. They just make it happen. It just happens. They make it happen. It's not like you're robbing a bank, but you figure it out.
How about the groom equally contributing or not? What do you say about that?
The groom's parents?
Does the groom's parents have to equally, yeah.
I'm traditional. Like, when Jill and I got married, let me see. My parents did the reception, the rehearsal dinner, and that kind of stuff. And then her parents did a lot of the wedding. We also chipped in a little bit because we were older.
You know what's so fascinating?
Yeah.
That men are like, who cares about tradition? Like, you say, it's tradition. But that is the one tradition that every guy holds on to tight, tight, tight. That's the one tradition that needs to say goodbye to. We need
Why?
To say goodbye to.
Why? It's like it's not hurting anybody.
There's an imbalance. That's so not fair to put the family, just because she has a daughter, or just because they have a daughter, to put them in financial strain. Meanwhile, the other family that might have more means, not.
It's
that
not set in stone, but I still feel you're obligated to kick in, to do it like Donna Pruitt.
All right. Well, the majority of people said, I don't know. I don't agree with this. This feels wrong to say out loud.
Oh, got one more call here. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
It's Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, I work in the wedding industry, and I think everyone's different. You know, we plan weddings for someone with a $2,000 budget and somebody with a $92,000 budget. You know what I mean? Mm. So it just depends on the parents. It depends on the situation. We have people come in that, you know, the bride's parents pay for everything. We have people come in that the bride's parents pay nothing. We have
what is the majority? What would you say the majority is?
Say it.
The majority of people
age,
now.
Honestly,
no, hold on. Sandy has a question. Sandy has
That it's probably 50-50. Like, groom and bride's parents are both contributing. Yeah, a lot of people are really breaking that tradition of just the bride.
I love it.
I think that a lot of people are understanding that things are expensive right now, and that it shouldn't all be on one family, and that if you're becoming one family, then do this united as well. You know, and so, and a lot of couples are paying themselves. A lot of brides and grooms are coming in and paying themselves and not relying on parents at all. So
right.
I think everyone's situation is different. You know, so I would say to feel obligated. So what's, how would I say it?
Yeah.
If it's a...
Feel obligated
if they're
to
obligated,
kick in.
Yeah, is that jerk or justified? That the parent is obligated?
I would say they are obligated as a parent, but it doesn't matter which side. So I would say that parents would
be obligated.
All
right, we're done here.
Not the whole
justified.
Right. Just a piece of it.
A little bit.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it. Sorry, Sandy. You're coming up with some cash. Your daughters get married.
Justified.
Why don't you pluck that out of that college fund that you never ended up using?
I never wanted my kids to be cat ladies more than right now.
Hello, good morning. It's Monday on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. Glad we had nice weather this weekend for Father's Day weekend. Yeah, it's raining, so we're going to do it. All right, we'll get rid of this today. It's going to be high about 66 degrees. There's Sandy Waters. I'm Scott Pizzano. And some big thing happened yesterday.
You've heard it. Dan Track was mentioning it in the news this morning on the show. But did anyone drive by that massive apartment fire in Clarkson? Early Sunday morning. We're talking like 5 a.m. It closed Lake Road between Westridge Road and Birch Farm Drive in Brockport. Mm-hmm. Over a dozen fire companies from Monroe, Orleans, Genesee County responded to assist.
That's a big fire.
One resident had to be rescued from the apartments by firefighters. Officials say two cats, one iguana, were also rescued.
Iguana.
And some people said, yes.
Yeah.
And some people said two guinea pigs were also rescued. 21 units were affected by the fire, all on the top floor, displacing 30 people, no one injured.
Yeesh, thank God.
And they're still trying to figure out, how the heck did this happen? Because those are fairly new.
Yeah, the nice looking place. I can't imagine. Like you're not only did it happen to you, but it happened to like 20 other housing units. It's like all of you just got like all your stuff is gone. It's like,
and
God.
If you've been through a fire, and I know it stays with you forever.
Yeah.
But this is where my mind went when I heard this story. It was like 5 a.m. Five a.m. I don't think my family would wake up. I don't think I could be, you know how they say, just get out, don't worry about anything, anyone, just get out. The fire crew will rescue who they need to rescue.
Right.
I don't know if I could really follow that. As a mom, because my kids sleep through anything, I don't know if I could get out of the house without making sure they heard it.
You can't tell me that the fire alarms are going off and there's smoke and nobody can breathe, that they wouldn't wake up.
Don't think they would.
Okay.
Don't think they would. Mm. I don't even think my husband would. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, they say that, but there's no way in hell a parent won't make look out for everybody first. There's no way. I'm the same way. I would get my daughter up quick and my wife go. I wouldn't just
Which is not good to say on the air because I don't think that that's definitely the rule. The first rule they teach you.
So what? No, get up, get your people, and get out. That's what I say. I know it's not right to say it, but it's true. There's nobody out there be like, yeah, okay, bye, guys. See you, kids. Hope you wake up. Have a nice day. Never, ever, ever. Well,
even if I did follow that, and I know all these firefighters listening to the show right now are cringing, and feel free to call in 818-2899, because what do you do as a parent, really, honestly? I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I got out and my kids didn't.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be able to.
I mean, look, if they're trapped or something like that, that's something different as you're running and telling the firefighters, go there. That helps with the information. They can get to them quicker. You know.
Do you do the fire drills? Because we used to when the kids were in elementary school, because that's what the school would tell them.
Right,
you know,
right,
fire
yeah.
prevention week. And then we would actually physically go through the drill, meet at the mailbox. That was our meeting place.
Have
do
not
you do
done that
with Ellie?
No, haven't done it yet. No, never did it with my boys either. Bad parenting.
I always wanted to, and I haven't. And I know a lot of people do this, where they actually really, truly tell their kids, okay, let's see how you can get out of the house. So try to get out of your window, or, you know, do what you need to do to get to. I never did that. You know, go sit on the.
You mean literally roof. Tell them to escape their room?
Yes, I have some, but yeah. I don't know if that's right or not. Is that right?
It makes sense, but it sounds a little dangerous to me. I mean, life and death, right? You're talking there. Like, if you got to jump out of your bedroom window, that's one thing. But just practicing it, it's not.
And how about the iguanas? They saved the iguanas. These firefighters are just amazing individuals. Two cats and an iguana and guinea pigs.
Can you imagine? Like, you're grabbing this iguana and it's, like, biting you and stuff. And you're like, oh, come on, I'm just trying to save you. It's like, Can you imagine? God. You know, the best thing is, obviously, to be prepared. And the best thing you can do is talk to your kids when anything, if anything ever happens. And I love your idea of the meeting place. Meet at the mailbox or meet at the tree.
Why is it that one, that is our shared fear. Every single parent has that fear. What happens? But yet that is the one thing, even though we are so fearful of that moment, we don't fully prepare ourselves for that moment.
Yeah.
We don't all do the fire drills. We don't all have the ladder that, you know, gets the kids safely out the window. Why? Why is that?
I think it's maybe because we think it's not going to happen to us. And I think everybody says that. I never thought it'd happen to me. And it's like, okay, that should be a lesson. You hear it once, but every time you hear it, it's like, we never thought it happened to us. You know what I mean? We love to live in denial in lots of things as humans.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, everybody was safe. And it was so beautiful on the social from the news story. Everybody, just the outpouring of love and support. How can we help this, these families? And it was just that was cool to see how everybody is so willing to chip in. And the Red Cross has, you know, helped out some of these families as well.
I love the and before we take a break, I just want to mention that I saw in this one of the stories that the sheriff's deputies used drones to assess the damage and to locate hotspots. And that is so high tech. Now it's becoming so normal. And I'm glad so many fire and police departments have this technology where they can put a bird up safely in the sky, a drone, and have a special camera that sees where the heat is, where they can just zero in on it. And it's saving lives. And I think it's awesome.
Spezzano and Sandy. Spezzano and Sandy. On 98.9 The Buzz.
I found a wabbit yesterday, a little baby wabbit. 98.9 The Buzz. After mowing the lawn, I moved my, my mower back from where it's been sitting for the last 3 months outside under a tarp. Turn it on, back it up, and underneath where my lawnmower deck was a little rabbit house, whatever you call it. And I saw it just jump up and be like, and then like run away. Aww. I'm like, oh, I found a bunny rabbit. And I called my daughter. I'm like, Ellie, come here, look. And by that time, it was gone. So during the party, later that day yesterday, Father's Day, I'm outside with the dog. I let the dog in. I'm like, hey, you go over to that bare spot where the rabbit hole thing was. It was like dirt, and then there's like little fluffy fur packed into this. And so I just pull apart the little, and there is a rabbit. The little bunny ran out.
Oh,
tiny little thing, size of your palm. And it ran about 5 feet and then, like, stopped and then fell over sideways. Like, oh, is he okay? So I went over and I picked him up.
Oh, no!
And he looked at me.
And you can't I looked do at that. Me. That's the worst thing to do.
That little bunny rabbit. I brought it inside to show everybody. I brought it inside to show everybody. Allie, look, there's a baby rabbit.
Oh, my
look.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You did the absolute worst thing that you should have done.
Apparently, my wife looked it up on ChatGPT. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, why? She's like, no, the mother's going to reject it. I'm like,
yeah, you don't need ChatGPT to tell you that. That was the worst thing to do.
I thought it was only with birds.
No, any animal.
Well, here's the deal. I feel bad because I literally started my mower up and started the blades up and then backed out over it. And it ran out. So it was fine. So I destroyed their habitat. And now I go back over and this one runs out of this bear hole, exposed to know everything. And I'm like, I'm thinking in my mind at the moment, I'm thinking, well, we'll just keep the rabbit, and like one of those cute TikTok videos, we're going to play with it, and it's going to live in the house, and it's going to grow up to be a big rabbit. It's going to be my friend. It's going to watch TV with me and eat popcorn next to me.
See, this is what's taking. You fall down the rabbit hole of TikTok videos,
of
and then you believe
holes.
Every single one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now where's the bunny?
I put her back. When I put her back in the hole... I didn't realize there were two other little baby bunnies God. In the hall, and they all scattered. So
I wonder if mom is going to come back. Does anyone know the answer to this? 818-2899. Because you know mom wasn't far watching you do this. And I wonder, does she abandon the babies altogether?
So apparently, mama rabbit, parental rabbits, they leave at dawn, and they come back at dusk.
Oh, you've had the answer.
Well, that's what my wife was yelling at me, put the rabbit back. She says this. So last night, closing up the garage, dog's outside, back door to the garage goes into the yard. I hear, I look out, It's the mother rabbit yelling at my dog.
I've never heard rabbits yell.
Yeah, it made a noise. I'm like,
it
that?
Did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, it was like.
Does it?
Yeah, it was chirping. I'm like, what's that? I look out, a rabbit's like, what's going on, dude? Get away. He's my
house. No, wait, wait. I've never heard a rabbit. Wait.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that thought rabbits did make noise?
Oh, no, they make noise. They're not like, when they make a noise, it's not like, oh, that's a rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo. The rabbits don't have that distinct, like, barking
dog,
meowing
cat. So Mama came back. Oh, good.
But now it's raining, right? Now there's a hole with, like, fuzzy fur over it. I literally took some of the grass clippings that I collected yesterday and, like, kind of put it around there so they could
stop
bring it in and, like,
touching their house.
Their stuff.
Stop. Leave them alone. This is so typical you. You just leave them alone. You try too hard, you screw it up.
Well, remember when I rescued that baby squirrel that had its little broken leg and I brought it to the vets and they gave it back to me like six weeks later?
That was sweet.
And I brought it back and let it out of its cage and it almost killed me.
It's very sweet, but that's a different story than this.
Well, this one was not. This one was.
I remember my dad doing that too, though. I only remember in the garage we had a bunny in the garage in a box.
Oh, yeah?
With all the grass clippings or whatever.
Yeah.
And the same kind of scenario. He thought he ran over it with the lawnmower, but he saved it, and he was, quote, trying to save it. Is this a dad thing to do?
Absolutely.
Trying to save it, and then my mom yelled at him, you're not supposed to touch it, because now its mom isn't going to come back. Like, same exact scenario played out when I was a child. I think this is every father's.
But didn't you see when you saw dad had a bunny rabbit, you're just like, oh my God, that's so cool, your bunny rabbit. Can I
put it? For a day, I'll take care of it. I did take care of it. I don't even know what happened to that bunny. I don't even know. What did my parents end up doing with it? I don't know. I lost interest.
Interesting. Morning, Buzz. Hey, Phil, what's up, bud?
Good morning, Buzz. If you need some help, she's in school right now, but Scott, I'll get you in touch with my niece. She's a 4-H award-winning rabbit specialist.
Oh, wow. There's a career.
She does both pet rabbits and wild rabbits and meat rabbits.
Oh, wow.
So she made over $1,000 at the Erie County Fair last year for her rabbits alone.
Oh, in awards?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, then maybe she could ask her if I just screwed the whole family up. I want them to have their habitat back, just like my wife gave the Mama Robin our back porch light, which we sit right under.
Well, the mama rabbit will probably clean the Scott stench off the baby anyway, so that you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay.
So you're good there.
All right, cool. Thanks.
So it's not like birds.
Yeah.
No. Mama's coming back. Okay. Mama will take. Okay.
Good. All right.
Does Mama evict herself and then find a new home, or what?
I don't know.
Happening?
Does she bring her pups? What do you call baby rabbits? Did she bring them to another domicile, another place to live, or? Does she go dig a hole somewhere safe? And come on, kids, let's go. 1, 2, 3. How does it work?
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9, The Buzz.
This happened in Parenton, on the side of the road in Parenton last week. Quote from Dad, I have no medical background at all. I had no clue what I was doing. But I guess I didn't really feel anxious or nervous. I just felt like, hey, here goes nothing. Like, oh, my God. Matt, what kind of quote is that? If I'm delivering a baby on the side of the road, and my husband goes, here goes nothing.
Here goes nothing.
I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. So there was a couple who she went into labor and racing to the hospital. Halfway there on the side of Route 31 in Parenton, she's like, babe, you got to pull over.
Oh,
we are ready to go. We are not going to make it to the hospital. He they had twins. So the first baby.
Wait, whoa, oh God.
So the first baby, dad is like, well, here goes nothing. And then by the time the second baby came out, the parent and ambulance had arrived and assisted with the birth of the second twin, which was, by the way, feet first.
Oh God.
This poor mother.
Oh my God.
She I
you're having twins.
I feel horrible for this woman because feet first and you have no epidural, no hospital bed. You're in the freaking back seat of a car, front seat of a car. I don't know where the heck you are.
Right? I mean, and they knew they were having twins. So, like, that's double stress right there. Oh, my God. Poor guy. That poor gal. Like, oh, that.
No, that poor mom. Like, she is, Danielle, I don't know. You deserve, like, I don't know what she deserves. She deserves something big because that's ouch. She's a freaking hero. That Parker, I don't know which one is the one that came out feet first because there's Noah and Parker were the little twins.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That kid, so help me God, he better be the best behaved boy. He better be so good.
Well, isn't it true? Like the birth depends and you think that's their personality, right? Or how much hair they had. It was like I had indigestion during the...
Wait, no. The way they were born... Okay, think about this. Now, I know I don't mean to just single out moms. I guess dads, you were in the room. You witnessed it, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you think about that day that they were born and now match it up to the personality and the type of kid that they are, doesn't it match up perfectly? Like my older daughter in 818-2899, if you can relate to this, my older daughter was a pain in the ass, and I'm saying that physically and figuratively, to deliver, like pushed for 7 hours, not in labor, actively pushing for 7 hours because she was sunny side up, facing up. Uh-huh. She was the wrong way. She was so freaking stubborn.
Sunny side up.
That's how the doctor said it.
I love it.
She was so stinking stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And that is who she is today.
Really?
My other kid, she came out without us even expecting it. Like the doctor was not even ready. And I was laughing hysterically, watching the doctor frantically trying to get her gloves on and everything, that I laughed my baby out. And
you
that
laughed
is
your
so
baby out. Okay.
That is so Lexi. She's just this carefree, rando child that you just, she'll just surprise you with what she says
and
does.
Well, maybe that's true. So this one of these twins that came out feet first is going to be carefree and, you know, like footloose and can't, he's going to dive into everything feet first.
How is Ellie? Does it match up with her personality?
I'm trying to think of what was the scenario. No, it was just a normal.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. What do you mean, was I there?
Why are you thinking so hard?
Because nothing stands out that would match her.
No,
her personality.
Oh, I got to ask Jill. Maybe dads don't pick up on it. Maybe dads don't.
It was the after part that was really bad for Jill. It had a lot of thread.
The delivery itself, I think, says a lot about who your child is. Their personality is already dictated from day one. So anyhow, congratulations to the couple. That was a wild Father's Day weekend. And Mom, you deserve everything.
Yeah.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
You deserve two Mother's Days. Like one on Mother's Day and one on Father's Day.
Every freaking day.
Yeah,
Mother's
right?
Day for Danielle.
That's right. Congratulations, you guys. Well, that'll do it. Coming up to our top of the hour here in just a few minutes at 98.9 to Buzz. It's the commercial-free 98.
And if you missed anything from the show, you can always go to the Spisano and Sandy podcast, however you listen to your podcasts, just The Breakfast Buzz or Spisano and Sandy. But right now, it is time to say, we out.
Yeah, we out, like the placenta on the side of the road in Parenton.
Oh, God.
Okay, sorry. Goodbye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.